but to act for the pleasure of Krishna. That was the topic, like Krishna's words through Bhagavad Gita and our activities in this material world. If they are contradictory, then we will suffer. If that is coinciding, then we'll get liberated. Our lives will be happy. So in that one, it was very nice thing, anything that we do, we should not do for our pleasure, but for the pleasure of Krishna. Isn't it? But today, we are going to see the summary of the purposes of ISKCON by Srila Prabhupada. Isn't it? So everyone has the purpose. Is there any purpose for Ramesh Prabhu? Do you have any purpose to attend this class? Is there any purpose for you, or just to pass the time you are coming? Just this is the... What do you think as your purpose? You have to come to materialism too? So how best you are putting your efforts to come out from material influence? You are strong enough in that one, your activities? So you are weak? So how you can rectify that one? Your sadhana includes you attending the classes. You see, in Bhagavad Gita, in one sloka, it tells even the person doesn't know anything. He doesn't know anything actually. And he cannot even understand what is spoken about Krishna. But his sincere hearing, whether he is understanding or not, the sincerity, that is facing Krishna. The example for that one, can you know it? Srirangam temple. The devotee doesn't know anything. He cannot even read. He doesn't know how to keep the book. He kept it upside down. Of all the things, all people were mocking him. But he never stopped his effort. Isn't it? And moreover, he got more ecstasy than those who know how to read, how to understand and all. They didn't have that much ecstasy what this person, illiterate person, he has. He is sending you tears. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved him and he embraced him. This is not the thing, because that is also within our heart. We are all children of Krishna. The attitude is very, very important. I hope hereafter you are going to be here by 4:45 for every Sunday program. You are going to be 4:45. That is your attitude. If you make your attitude, whether you are understanding or not in this class, because of your attitude, Krishna is pleased and he will bless you. Mukham? He is a dumb person. He is reciting glorious activities of Krishna. The lame person is? What the lame person is doing?
Jumping mountain. Crossing the mountain.
Crossing over. He is crossing over the mountains. Isn't it? So this one we should change our attitude. Whether we understand or not, that's not the matter. One devotee was telling, he was speaking only in English. I am burn Tamil, I don't want to come to your class. He's not coming. So this and all are the attitude. We have all the examples in our Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is complete and perfect. Better don't impress Krishna, not bless you. Impress Krishna that you need his mercy. Just by coming before, at least on time, then Krishna is blessed. That's called punctuality. Okay? So this is how much we are showing our interest, how much we are serious. That is also accountable. That is the purpose. This is not just coming and going, I'm engaged. This is not engaged. Engaged ourselves, engaged by Krishna, which is better? Engaging ourselves, engaged by Krishna, Krishna's representative, which is better?
Krishna's representative.
Krishna's representative. Really? You are voluntarily engaging? You are voluntarily coming at 7 o'clock. If Krishna is engaged, you will be here by 4:45. which is best? You are engaging yourself or you are engaged by Krishna? What you are chanting? What is the chanting meaning? Hare Krishna meaning? We are asking Krishna to engage us, huh? We are not, Krishna, I will engage you in your service, huh? You know it is chanting like that, I am engaging in your service. We are not telling anyone, no one is telling, no? Krishna, you engage me. So please understand, some people voluntarily I am engaging, but we are not understanding whether our engagement is pleasing Krishna or not. That is most important. There is a purpose we have to understand. What is the purpose? Why I am doing this one? Isn't it? If you are not understanding the purpose, then that is not fulfilled. Then what? We are the losers. So the purpose today, we are taking the summary of all seven, what we have seen. This very, very important, the founder Acharya, our Srila Prabhupada, he wants actually this one. A Vaishnava, he does something, the most important point in that one is to help others, to give love of God to others. Of course, by that one he is also getting purified. The mostly he wants to give the love of God. For that one he should be selfless. He should be compassionate. He should be compassionate. Selfless is better than compassionate. Selfless. So now we are going to see one by one what is that and all. Any action you are doing, you should do with some
purpose.
The very first one, in that one is the important point is systematically propagates spiritual knowledge. It is not mentioned that you propagate material knowledge. Is it? So all the universities, all the schools, colleges here, they are imparting
material knowledge.
Is it? It's just quite opposite. We may think that I did this, I did PhD, but no one is happy. Isn't it? No one is happy. Now I came to know that many people are not going for engineering courses. Isn't it? They are going for the art and science. That's the future. Earlier and all engineering colleges, so many seats are vacant. So many colleges. At our time there was no such colleges at all. Hardly one or two colleges at all. Afterwards, recently, so many colleges all become corrupt. Isn't it? So what is that called? The bone. The, not under the university of the government.
Self-finance.
Autonomous. All the purpose is lost. After doing that graduation, no one is giving respect to his parents. Is correct or not? They have no... They think that when I'm better than you, my parents, like that they become. So here, Prabhupada is telling, we have to propagate systematically spiritual knowledge. Why the systematically? Why, if you don't follow the system, what is the harm? We are teaching only spiritual knowledge. Why it is systematic? Why is insisted systematically? Why? If you are not following system, what will happen? We lose the purpose. That will bring us to a condition of chaos. Isn't it? So the system. The system means it contains rules and regulations. 5 o'clock class, we come only at 7 o'clock. This is the rule and regulation. How Krishna will bless them? In my college days, the very first, this one, usually we will have mechanics. Mechanics. Once he entered the classroom, afterwards anyone enters, he tells, you are too early for next period. You are too early. This is the principle. One who is not following the principle, he cannot become principal person. He has to accept the principles. Then only he will become principal, otherwise not. Systematic means we never deviate from that path. Evam parampara praptam imam rajasayo viduhu sakale neham hata yoganastha parantapa. That when we are nasta, we are losing. Please understand, we cannot do anything on our own, this system. This we have to note it down in golden letters. We cannot do anything for our own benefit. It is only by the mercy of Krishna we will be happy. You try your best you acquire what all the things you want, then also you cannot be happy. Please understand, these are very, very interesting. Krishna is giving so many instructions, statements, and we are neglecting. You tie your heart for your only benefit, you are going to lose. Isn't it? This is the truth. How many people you realize this point? You try your best, you get that one. After getting that one, you become miserable. You have any idea like that one? Experience like that one? Dhyayato visyam punsa sangate supajayate. After getting that one, we become miserable. So Krishna is telling, yoga kshemam vahamyaham. I am going to take care of you. For that only, Prabhupada is insisting systematically. Those who are attending 5 o'clock for the class, they will somehow or other, Krishna will bless them. Really, I'm telling you. In my lifetime, I never was late for any class. I don't know. That was my interest. I do not want to do anything wrong. That was my motivation. I never. Because of me, my master cancelled the afternoon session. This is so great, you know. I cannot say that is my greatness. This is the master's greatness. We should impress him. We should win the heart of the master. Anyone read the book, How to Win the your friends? What subtitle is there? Transcendental Analysis, TA, in MBA, How to Influence Others, How to Win the Hearts of Others. These are all the art. Once many people ask Prabhupada, everyone is loving you. What is the reason? You come across this question from public to Prabhupada. What the answer of Prabhupada? I have no self-motivation. I'm free from self-motivation. I never think of any sexual activities. I'm free from all. So everyone likes me, everyone loves me. Isn't it? But some, they don't like Prabhupada. Can anyone tell that word? Some, they don't like Prabhupada. Who are they? That they have, Yes? That's different. No, in one class is going on. There are so many mosquitoes. Mosquito biting all. But no mosquito was biting Prabhupada. So all were asking, Prabhupada, how it is possible that no mosquito is biting you? Mosquitoes are biting us. So Prabhupada told, mosquitoes are not hating my blood, is like that one. They are not like my, they don't like my blood. That is purely Krishna conscious blood. Blood means, you know, what is the blood carries?
Consciousness.
Isn't it? If the consciousness is Krishna consciousness, even the mosquitoes never bite. So nicely, how Prabhupada is telling, teaching us. So the systematic, one who follows the system, he can adhere to the parampara system. Otherwise he will deviate. Manushyanam Sahasresu. He will get deviated. He will never stick to. This also once many people told Prabhupada, many people are leaving our organization. What the answer Prabhupada told? I'm happy to see you because you stick to our organization. Those who left, we don't bother for them. They do not want. Staying in ISKCON is very, very difficult than running away from ISKCON. Here it's very, very difficult because Parameshwara is always poking on the... Isn't it? He's purifying all the time. This is there. Prabhupada told them, it's very difficult to stay in ISKCON because we have to become pure. That's not that much easy. The gold ore is there. We are melting that one. How can the gold, if the gold has the life, can it tolerate? We have the life. So we are not tolerating now. You understand? So try to tolerate. Matra, Spasastu, Kaunteya, Sitoshna, Sukha Dukkadaha, Agama, Payino Nityas, Tam, Dikichasva, Artha. You try to learn to tolerate all these changes. The changes are not just like the seasons. Now, half an hour back, it was pouring like anything. Isn't it? The whole completely got wet. I also told him that we will go down. But he told that within 10 minutes everything will become dry. It become dry also. I tested Sridhar Nithai. Sridhar Nithai passed his test. He understood where you people cannot understand. What was my test? Then Sridhar Nithai understood. He passed the test. Now it's freeing. We have no disturbance at all. So we have to adhere to all rules and regulations. Otherwise, we cannot please Krishna. We have to teach them. Somebody told we had to get out from material tanks, material problems. It is not possible to get out from material problems. But we can transform. Transcend is little difficult. We can transform. We can transform that materialism to spiritualism. How? Connect everything to
Krishna.
It's very, very easy. That is our Krishna consciousness. We never say you leave your family, you leave your wife, you leave your children. We never say like that. Be with them and become pure. That's why we have two personalities. Krishna created. Krishna wanted us to teach this one with two personalities. One is Krishna himself. Another is? I didn't hear you. One is Krishna himself. Be with them. Don't get attached. One is Krishna. Another is? No, to get away from materialism to spiritualism. Some people, they want to avoid materialism. But I'm telling, don't avoid materialism. You transfer that one to spiritualism. For that one, no. Krishna and Bhishma. Please note on that point, how they are different. But the purpose is the same. Krishna remained Brahmachari. He never has any sexual activities with anyone, as he has 16,100 wives. Because for spiritual man, he doesn't need the material activity. And Bhishma also remained Brahmachari. The difference between these two is Bhishma never mingle with any women. He will always keep aloof from any women. But Krishna is not like that one. Krishna up to the extent of kissing gopis also. But he never get tempted. Temptation is only for the materialist people. You understand? Krishna remaining even with the ladies, he reminded Brahmachari. But Bhishma never mingled with any women. He kept away from all. And he reminded, these two, who is better? Krishna or Bhishma?
Krishna.
Isn't it? So, our Prabhupada is also teaching us this one. We never ask anyone, you please leave your family, your mother is not good, your father is not good, you have no chance to chant Hare Krishna. That is wrong. How much they sacrifice unknowingly, isn't it? The life to bring up a child is not that much easy. We should understand that one. Your family, you transform that family into a temple. Systematically following, systematically preaching spiritual activity. Yes. He never stayed in material activities. He remained with all wives, family and all. Normally family means material activities going on there. But in Krishna's family is not like that one. As though he is looking like an ordinary materialist, but his activities are pleasing Krishna, the Supreme Person, because he is acting as a human being now. But here, the materialist is acting same like Krishna, but he is acting all the activities as Krishna, but for his pleasure. That's the difference. Material activity means for our pleasure. That one we are preaching and making them to transfer your consciousness, transform your activities to please Krishna. Isn't it? It's difficult. Only our false ego must be discarded from our heart. Then it's okay. If we keep our false ego, we cannot do like that one. Isn't it? This very, very important point. Yesterday's lecture also, please listen now, everybody. That's very, very important one. To propagate a consciousness of Krishna. So there, previously they told that spiritual activity, but in that one, Krishna consciousness is very, very important. Is there any difference of spiritual activities and insisting to have Krishna consciousness? Spiritual activities, as far as our knowledge, we think that one, it is Krishna consciousness only. But why he insisted that is Krishna consciousness? Then what is the spiritual activities? Spiritual knowledge. then it is not spiritual activity.
Spiritual activity means self-realization.
The difference why Krishna here in the second purpose, Krishna insists. The first one he told spiritual knowledge. Second, Krishna consciousness. Krishna is Bhagavan. Before Krishna, we have to realize Paramatma. Before Paramatma comes, Brahman. Isn't it? There are so many spiritual men. They are all spiritual men. Most of them are in-person Mayavis. Mayavad is correct. They are only in the level of Brahman. They have no support. Support is the lotus feet of Krishna. That is Bhagavan. Many people, I don't know, even before we start the class, the person, some Maharshi, he used to talk about so many things, impersonalist, isn't it? But still I do hear, for me no problem, that speech is not going to influence me, isn't it? That's why once you come fully Krishna conscious, then you can go to even brothel house, you can change the prostitute. You can go to even hellish planets. You can change them. You understand? If you become fully Krishna, you are not going to accept others' association. You try to give your association. That's very important. That's why I'm telling you, 5 o'clock we are having the class means we are not interested in accepting Krishna consciousness. We are coming at 7 o'clock. It means that within that 2 hours, I can give my association to someone else. You got the point? So many spiritual people, they are impersonalists. All the spiritual people only published the Bhagavad Gita. There are about 100 books are available in the market. Among them, only one person, Prabhupada, as it is. You understand? Prabhupada has come up to the level of Krishna consciousness. He never accepted anyone's association. Many people suggested Prabhupada. But why you are keeping Krishna consciousness? Many people may not like. Why don't you change this one to God consciousness? God means that is common for everyone. Everyone will join your mission. We don't want to join everyone's mission and to make this one a humbug. We don't want that. We want to have pure and make everyone to come. We are not neglecting others. We want to come with some purity. So he never accepted their suggestion. He told only Krishna consciousness. Then also he went around the world and made so many. Those who advise Prabhupada, you see, we come here, we and so much money, we have big, big buildings. But if you are preaching like this one, you cannot get anything. Many people, they advise. But a Prabhupada told, I never come here to accept something from others. I want to give. And he made so much property than those who advised him. Is it correct or not? We are not the doers. You have to become
instrument
in the hand of Krishna, who is the doer. If you want to become doer, you are going to become competitor to Krishna. Can you win Krishna? This is the thing. So anything that we are giving, this is just like mode of goodness. all these lion clubs, rotary clubs, the people, they do so much good things, of course. That is beneficial for the bodies of the people, but that never touches the soul. Isn't it? They are in mode of goodness. We had to cross over the mode of goodness and come to the mode of transcendence. But that is little difficult. We have to curb our false ego. Otherwise it's not that much easy. So this way, anything that we are doing is good, but do with Krishna consciousness. Isn't it? So many programs must be going on now by this Sunday. All are not talking about Prabhupada or Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it? So many other programs. But there is no Krishna consciousness. If it is not Krishna consciousness, that is not going to benefit the soul. If the soul is not benefited, the body is going to cheat you one day. If you take care of your soul, that in turn takes care of your body. That body will reveal you, now I become worn out, useless. You can leave me now. You understand the point? The people, the spiritual people, they can say, I am going to leave my body. Like that and all, it happened in those days. Some people, they say even the time, they have the knowledge of parakaya pravesham. Parakaya means another body. They leave this body and get into another body. And they go around and they tell, that particular time I will come and get into my own body. Till then no one should touch my body. They have to take care. Isn't it? So anything that we do, do with Krishna consciousness. Give Krishna consciousness. They are my friends. I told them, your friends means they are not accepting Krishna consciousness. How you can tell that they are your friends? They are really your enemies. Isn't it? Kamsa loved Devaki. No brother can love his sister like Kamsa. No? But still, Kamsa and Devaki are not children of same father. Mother is same. But still, Kamsa tells Devaki before marriage, Devaki, no one will harm you, even in your in-law's place. If anyone harms you, I will not leave him. I'll leave. He tells like that to her. I am there for you, you don't bother. But the same person, out of his own self-motivation, he wanted to kill that sister. You understand? Because his heart was only fully materialism. He's selfish. He never transformed that one into Krishna consciousness. If you are not Krishna conscious, then you are selfish. Please understand. That's why the problem between the husband and wife, divorce, so many things happening like this one. That's why from the childhood, Prahlad Maharaj is telling, we have to preach them at the age of 5. So this Krishna consciousness is very, very important. Don't neglect to accept this one. We are seeing only the loss of material benefits, but we are not seeing the hidden benefits of spirituality. That's why we are very much attached to material things. One who get attached to material things, he cannot leave material world. You will rot in this material world. It's only 5,000 years Kali Yuga gone. Next you are going to understand how difficult here to even to take breath. That is also difficult. Now to drink water, we cannot drink now. To even for taking the breath now, you have to have some oxygen cylinder behind our, at our back. In my childhood, I never thought the water is also sold and all. Every family, they keep the pots, everywhere freely available. I never really, I'm telling you, in my childhood, I never thought like this one.
Even in railway stations, he used to drink the
water
there. Where? In railway stations also, so he used to drink the water there without any fear.
No, it is a bottle one, no? Bottle one they are selling.
That is also being sold.
Where?
Help others.
Because what to do? Airport was the ticket of air, isn't it? Air flight ticket is too much, no? They can provide free of water, drinking water. They are unable to provide. Isn't it? The mind and are polluted. Even in this one, if I put any rate for that one, people will buy by force. Isn't it? Their mind mentality is completely changed because they are not Krishna consciousness. They do not want to give Krishna consciousness to others. They are selfish. They want to derive something from you, even from our own passengers, those who are paying so much huge amount. Isn't it? They have no consideration. That's why anything giving and taking, that should be Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, don't accept that one. This is that much important. To bring the members of the society together. Whenever I come like this one statement, I remember our Rukmani Mataji. Rukmani Mataji, before coming to Iska, she put a question. What the question, Mataji, you remember? You don't remember? So in other organizations, many people are going. Huge members are there. That in Krishna consciousness, very less people. They are not coming that much. Isn't it? Then I told, if you are going to sell artificial diamond, American diamonds, how many customers you will have? And at the same time, if you are going to sell the pure diamonds, which is very, very costly, it's very not available freely, how many customers you are going to have? You remember my answer at least? So in Krishna consciousness, many people, they come, they cannot stay here. It's very, very strict, you know, here. They, all the time they bombard on your head. Staying in ISKCON is very, very difficult than staying outside material. The Maya Devi kicks are very nice for me. I have already my body ache. Mayadev is kicking, it's very, very soothing me. Isn't it like that when we feel? Isn't it? So here, we have to bring all the members, those who are here coming. We have to see that one, they stay here. But at the same time, we have to speak bold things. We do not want to cheat anyone. We had to make them to understand, yes, this is correct. Even if it is difficult, this is the correct, this is important. You understand this point, Sundar? I also feel therefore on Friday, even today, my sister-in-law explained, no? Big, for my sister-in-law, there's a big crowd, huh? So much. Because last Sunday, they had that, what is it, Sada, this one, under 820 years, my brother, they had last Sunday. This Sunday, she died. She is cremated. Morning, I also spoke to all the crowd. I never thought that when even in a dead place, we can give lecture. They want to listen from me. They asked me to speak, even for my brother-in-law, I spoke that day. And today, even Friday night, it was less time, I did not speak that much. But today, they asked me to speak. You understand? So the impact, we have to make them to understand the importance of the spiritualism, becoming Krishna consciousness. They should understand that point. Otherwise it is just like dogs and cats living on the street. You understand? Yesterday also I was fully dead. I never had any topic to speak in Sundar Murari's. Then I had the idea Krishna gave me. You ask them to put some question. From that front you can take class. So they put the question, the aim of life. On that, then I expanded that one. Don't think that you are the doers. Try to be the instrument in the hands of Krishna. Krishna will lead you. Isn't it? So here, bringing all the people together is not that much easy. Even the Rotary people, Lion people, they cannot do this one. This is very, very difficult. Even among the same party, you can see that the party is also divided. Before our independence war, all our Indians and Pakistanis, we were together. We never felt he is Muslim and I am Hindu. But once we get that independence, there is problem. Because there was no understanding of Krishna consciousness. The most important thing that is needed by a human being, that was not there. Our Gandhi Mahatma, we have given the title Mahatma, Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi. He never preached the people, Indians and Pakistanis, our Krishna consciousness. Our Prabhupada wrote a letter to Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, the importance of Krishna consciousness, but he neglected. You remember?
He
said today morning, he read that one.
No other telling. Mahatma Gandhi failed in his mission. He mentioned.
Correct.
He said his mission was to unite everybody.
But he divided. He is doing starving, nature fasting, and people are fighting, and dead bodies are accumulated as mountains in front of him. So leaders should have the perfect idea of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, he's a failure candidate.
So his fasting was... He used to fast, but not for a mental, not for a spiritual benefit, but for a mental benefit.
I'm sorry, I could not get you.
So he was fasting,
He was fasting, yeah. No, why he is fasting is, at least the people can understand I'm fasting because of the people, they can stop fighting. His idea is to make them stop fighting. That's why I'm not taking even water. But these people, they are completely selfish. Let my master die and I don't bother, I will fight for myself. You understand the point? He tried to stop them fighting, but he could not, he was not even success in that war. He is not a doer. He never understood that point. Prabhupada tells, after getting down on the ground of America, Krishna, I do not know which side I should go. Whether right side, left side, front or back. You brought me here. As you make me to dance, I will dance. I don't know anything. The same words of Prabhupada mentioned like this one. I am your instrument. You make me to dance as you like, I will dance accordingly. That we should understand. Fully Krishna conscious person. So it's very, very exemplary, our Prabhupada. So many people tried. But here you can see, after Prabhupada roaming around the globe, he united all the people, all countries, all castes. Even we have Muslims, Muslims are saying Krishna consciousness. They are very, very difficult. Subramanya Swami, he explained what is the motto of Muslims. There are three parts, that one. Even that only I also understood. Subramanya Swami. That's why these people are behaving like that one. That's why the caste, the pandits and all, they were banished. This is not the reason Subramanya Swami explained in one of his lectures. That's why the Muslims are behaving like that one. And Prabhupada united all the people. So this one is important. What is important? Krishna consciousness is very, very important. Without Krishna consciousness, we are mad. We are fool number one. So try to bring people together. That is called integration. We don't want differentiation. How it is possible? Integration is possible. How integration is possible? The possibility is, we should make them understand that for their problems, no one else is the cause. You are the cause for your own problem. But we never accept that point. Is there? Isn't it? No one accept. We have to convince them. Second one, the solution for the problem lies within you. It is not lying outside. For this one, I explained you how to pray Krishna. Isn't it? We should understand that the cause is myself and solution also within me. If I don't have false ego, I can accept the solution available within me. If I have false ego, I cannot accept that one. I will try to get from outside. The false ego is there. I don't accept that I am the cause for my own problem. False ego means I am Krishna. That is false ego. We had to give up that idea, mentality. He's the doer, let him do. You can see the beauty of your life. So bringing, there is one sloka. Vyavasayatmika buddhi. The determination in your action is only one, to please Krishna. We have to expand everyone. Anything that you are doing, whether you are doing business or you are going for some office, you are working for some boss, you are a student, you are a lecturer, anything. Different activities. But your aim is to
please Krishna.
Then there is no problem. Isn't it? You can do as what you are doing. But see that when you are not doing for your own benefit. This is what karmanyevadhikaraste mapalesu kadachana. Isn't it? So this way we have to convince people. If they understand, they come together. You are acting for yourself, your family. Yes, you have so many problems in your family, so you must work for two more extra work also. What is that called? No? Extra hours also.
Overtime.
You take overtime, you will be overtaken by somebody else. Maya is going to overtake you. So we are not understanding that point. How much you put effort? The king declared that anyone who is coming and running from sunrise to sunset, how much big circle? You have to come back before the sunset, the same point where you started. That much area is yours. I'm giving you freely. So it is greedy person. It took very big circle, very big damage. I ought to get the maximum one, like Dromara's throne. I want to have the bigger country than my father. He's fortunate. He has good idea. He's fortunate that he prayed only Vishnu by the advice of his mother. But this fellow, after hearing the declaration of king, I want to do this, I want to get more than anyone else. Taken. He's looking sons and he's about to sit down. He's seeing, oh, that is my target, I have to go. Then what happened? He slipped, he fell down and he died also. Isn't it? So it is not that one we are going to have. This is material world. Dukkhalayam, this is not permanent one. So very nicely Krishna is telling, Yoga Kshemam Vahamiha, I am going to take care of you. You just do Manmana, Bhava Madbhakto, Madhyaji, Mam Namaskaram. Then I am going to take all these things. But we never hear that verse. We have no faith in Krishna's words. We have faith in politician words. Isn't it? That's why we are all suffering. Otherwise there is no suffering. Suffering means?
Absence of Krishna.
Isn't it? So at least those who are here, stick to Krishna. Even if I slap, if I beat, accept it. Krishna, you are beating me through Parameswar Das. I accept. Then you can go ahead in Krishna call. Many times I told like this one, from my beginning of my preaching. Isn't it? Otherwise it's very, very difficult. For my thing also I told once in Surat, there's a program. I don't know, in the beginning, I don't know how to do kartal, praying kartal and all. That day after lunch, no one was there actually. My Radhatmaraj get onto the stage. Then no one was there to play. I sat next to him. I'm very much scared to play that part, but no one was there. I was playing, but that is not coinciding properly. The rhythm is going wrong. My Guru Maharaj just put, I'm playing like this, he just put his hand over me and pressed the floor. It means you stop playing. Then I stopped. There are so many chastisements, we have to understand. Then Yes, we put no so much mountains. What is that? This one?
Giri
Govardhan. What is that we call the?
Govardhan
Puja. In our temple, the Chaupati, each family make one mountain. They do all the mountains and all together. But someone, they are in the TT room, they call me. The Narad Maharaj was also standing and he called me. So as he called me, I was just going in the mountains or the in between mountains and all. Then my Radhanath Maharaj hold my hand. This is not the way to come here. You have to take a round like this so that cover. So like that one, in front of all. We should understand the tunnel very, very good. Like that even our parents, they cannot do. Our parents, they spoil us actually. We should accept this in a very, very positively. There are not this many mountains, each family. We have to make one mountain. Grostas and all. So he is also very, very particular. No one should commit any mistake. Even all the stores, they should close. Whenever he is giving lecture, all should present. Except only cook and the DT room. Others and all be there. If you are not following the principles, you will never become a disciple. Because I am trained in that way, so I also like that way only. So tolerate me also, forgive me also. So bringing all together is very, very difficult. But keeping Krishna in the center, then only this is possible, otherwise it's not possible. But those who do not like to keep Krishna in the center, they may go away. They may go away. We have to pray to Krishna only. That's the thing. To teach and encourage the Sankirtana movement, this is very, very important. Nowadays I am also giving you all training. In the training, Srinu Prabhu, you are benefiting. He is a good singer actually. Before my training also, he is a good singer. But he also got benefited. Isn't it? You also benefiting?
Yes.
Isn't it?
I am not singing.
Bhaskar, he cannot sing properly actually. His voice also not at all. Audible also. But now he sings very, very nicely. That practice. The Sanskrit words actually is helping. You know the pronunciation of the Sanskrit words? We are using our mouth, our nose, our throat, even in Hindi also, all the languages, even in Telugu also. How to pronounce? In this one, our face is involved, particularly our nose. I don't know the English words, statements, nostrils, this, that and all. I have the Sanskrit book, in that one that is a very nicely explained. Even in our kakha gagga nya cha 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 cha, we had to speak from this here and all. This way, the Sanskrit is the mother language for all. If you are talking in this one, your health is also good. You never fall sick also. Before that one I told Vittal. Isn't it? So, better to learn that also. That's why I told that better to read by heart the slokas and all. It has spiritual energy that helps us. So in Sankirtana movement, we can forget the whole material world. That experience I have from my Guru Maharaj. We go up to 1 o'clock in the night in Pune Yatra. Candlelight bhajans that we did for Rakesh Father's Day. isn't it? It was not nice. Like that one, in that one we will forget ourselves. Sankirtana, coming all together and without any differentiation, unitedly we are following the leader, lead singer. So this is actually helping us, that cleanses the heart. That cleanses the heart. Once the heart is cleansed, then we can be able to see the truth as it is. But we are cheating ourselves by telling that one, I am doing my chanting. Isn't it? But how best you are chanting that you only know, God only knows, sir? We do not know. But in congregational chanting, you can see that everyone involved. In that one, my Guru Maharaj Radhanath Maharaj does one thing. Anyone is going away, he will bring him and put in the center. Because hours together we have to dance. So some people they become, he continuously dances. For him there is no tiredness. So he bring. So what we do? We'll take some thylum. Ointment and all. We have some doctors also with us. We apply that one and we'll dance. We cannot otherwise. He engages in dancing, singing and all. 1 o'clock he stops, and 5 o'clock we have to attend it for them, chanting and Mangala Harati. So that's, in that way we are trained. So we never be late. 7 o'clock coming means we are disrespecting Krishna, that we are not understanding. We are disrespecting Krishna. That's the true understanding. So bringing all together means we have to keep Krishna. Whether my coming 7 o'clock is pleasing Krishna, we have to understand that point. Otherwise, we have to face the consequences. We cannot escape. The Sankirtana movement means all coming together. We are forgetting ourselves. And many people also, if you go Sankirtan, even outsiders also they are joining. Isn't it? But dance, if you go to Marina Beach and do that one, sometimes we were doing. Now they are stopped. I don't know. Those days we were going. Even Marina Beach, I also led Kirtan. Those days, when we were in Tinagar. In Tinagar, we have one bus also. Every Saturday I take all the boys and take each place. And we will do a book distribution, prasadam distribution and lead kirtan. And I speak in, that time my broken Tamil only, I was learning Tamil. I speak that time also. So the Sankirtana helps everyone. Those who are, they are very bored up to listen to a class for half an hour, more than half an hour also. But kirtan going on for hours together, they can sit and they can enjoy. Not realistic, they don't have that idea. They can enjoy. Even children also, you see, children can sit down for kirtan. For lecture, they are absent. Because they disappear. They cannot listen to lectures. Isn't it? So the Sankirtana, that's why any time you are taking any class, first we have to do kirtan. Then we can give the lecture. Next, to erect for the members and for society at large a holy place. Holy place means?
Becoming spiritual.
Only Krishna consciousness. Generally it is called holy. Otherwise that becomes jolly. Huh? Other than Krishna means that becomes jolly, not holy. Huh? Really we need a temple. Those who already got the taste of Krishna consciousness, wherever they are, they create Krishna conscious atmosphere. Isn't it? For them, temple is not necessary. And pleading, begging others gives donation. You cannot give donation for Krishna. What type of son? How grasta you are? Huh? I am not asking for myself, I am asking for only for Krishna's temple. So many people speak so many ways. But Prabhupada doesn't like all these things. Huh? Cannot force anyone. Huh? There are so many people considering so many temples means to all, one cannot donate also. Isn't it? Those who belong to that area, for that temple it's okay. Some other people, they are also telling. Temple is only mainly meant for non-devotees, neophyte devotees, not for pure devotees. The heart itself is temple. Mana mana mandire, yes. Mama mana mandire. Mama means mine. Mana means mind. Mama means mine. Mana means mine. Mandire, that is temple. So yes, you have something?
Sometimes a lot of commercialization of the temple. Selling out all kind of
so to begin with, I already told any action we are doing, we have to give love of Krishna. Isn't it? Many people, they say because people, they want Coca-Cola, I am selling Coca-Cola. In that one, in one bottle, I am getting 5 rupees income for Radha Krishna temple. Radha Krishna is starving. He needs 5 rupees. So through this materialist who is coming, this is the mentality. Radha Krishna is not at all starving. He doesn't need anything from us. He wants only devotion, love from us. He doesn't want to look from your materialist and give me money. He doesn't know. Everything belongs to Krishna. Except your bhakti. That only Krishna wants. Isn't it? That and all deviating from this one. They never understood Krishna consciousness fully.
But then I give the wrong impression to
how? How?
Normal
discipline. What did they view?
No, you're trying to make money or something.
Yes, they will get, their mind will become corrupted. So we do not give the chance for them to think like that one. As the Prabhupada told, you are distributing my books, the people, they read the books, and if they visit the temple center, they should not find any difference between what is written in my books and what they are witnessing in the temple. If there is difference, then we are not properly following Prabhupada. Isn't it? We think for to maintain the temple, I want more money. This is the way I can loot from public. No. Prabhupada tells you have good consciousness, good intention to serve Krishna. Lakshmi will run coming to you. You need not go running after Lakshmi. There is a difference you have to understand. Prabhupada in the beginning itself told, I have come here to give you something, not to take anything from you. Huh? We should also systematically, we should follow. Such person only is going to become successful. Otherwise not. We have temple because to invite the neophytes, newcomers, non-devotees and preach them. Isn't it? For temple means it's very, very attractive with the deities and what the things we are doing there. So people used to come. Isn't it? But if you have somewhere else in some place outside, people, they don't show that much interest. Temple is attractive. Krishna is all attractive. Huh? That's why we are constructing temple. That's the point. So for a devotee, it doesn't mean that devotees, they should not construct temple. Devotees are constructing temple not for themselves, for others. Huh? To give them Krishna consciousness. On our own it is very difficult to give them, but through the temple it is very, very easy. I don't know the time, please, huh? Watch the time also. To bring the members closer to the purpose of teaching. So if the purpose is not served, what is the use of preaching? Many, many temples I heard that they are about to close. Is it right? Huh? Because the people are not showing any interest. Many, many churches closed. Huh? Because people are not showing interest. Huh? So they want to sell out. Prabhupada is very, very intelligent. He wanted to buy such one. He mentions where there is no preaching and kirtans. There we cannot survive longer. The temple will not survive longer. Daily, that's why we have the kirtans. Daily we are changing the dresses of deities. That is very, very attractive. Many people, they come and we never saw such a beautiful dressing and all. If you go to some other temple, in our temples, they don't decorate like this one. Isn't it? They don't put even the lights like this. Isn't it? But our point is, we have to attract the public. We have to give the love of Krishna to them. Isn't it? That's why this is very, very important. Isn't it? So the purpose is not served. What is use of that action? Isn't it? In every academic year, before the final examination, the school conducts the pre-final exams. Isn't it? In that one, anyone fail, he is not going to appear for the final one. Is it? But nowadays that is not there. I don't know. What is the system now? In 9th standard, when they passed out 9th standard, continuously they are doing 10th standard. Before the 10th standard, school is officially open. Is it? They are treating just like animals. In my time, it was not like that one. Our examinations also, morning one subject, afternoon one subject. The next day, there is no gap also. Within 4 days, all the exams are finished. Theory at least. Practical is different. But now we have one subject, another subject gap. In that gap also, people will forget so many things. For me, I remember morning one examination English one, English two, of course. For mathematics and some history or something. Morning mathematics, after mathematics, number one, paper one, paper two. Is it that is a trigonometry and something calculus is one paper, the other arithmetic. So algebra is separate, I think so. So there are so many, even I forgot so many things. But for us, continuously morning and afternoon examinations. Within 4 or 5 days finished. Isn't it? The purpose is very, very important. The purposeless life is not the life. He's a mad fellow. Fool number one. I'm doing this one. The purpose behind this, my action, is this one. If that is not, better to stop acting like that one. So coming to this class is, just to pass some time, to understand something. You're understanding something. There is some change in the hearts. That should be there. Otherwise it is only entertainment. I heard from my Guru Maharaj, this lectures and all should not be for entertainment. Entertainment means that time they can enjoy. Afterwards, nothing is there. It's just like the husk. Husk means the paddy. Husk, no? The coverings. The empty pad. What is the use of? Huge husk. That's not better. Even one palm of paddy is better. Something we are learning with some purpose that is better than I'm going to temple for 15 years. Krishna is not at all looking at me. He never understood my problems. He is not solving my problems. They never understood the purpose. They are not acting accordingly. They are not getting prayojana. Sambandha, abhideya, prayojana. Prayojana is zero. There are many, many people are like that one. So please understand, you are coming with some purpose and you have to get that one. Otherwise, it's mere waste. They become hypocrite. They cannot enjoy materially. They cannot really spiritually. With a view towards achieving aforementioned purposes, the leader should have the view. A doctor is there and patient is going to a doctor for consultation. First, the doctor listens to the patient. Then he should understand how best I can treat him. Isn't it? So, as he looks at the patient, he cannot prescribe something. Isn't it? We should know. So like that one, before taking the class also, we should understand what I am going to give to the audience. You understand? That should be beneficial for all. Otherwise it is mere waste. Isn't it? So in this way, the leader is successful means all the followers are successful. If the leader is not, is a failure, then all the followers and all, they cannot have any benefit. That's why I tell, if a student is failed, it's not the failure of the student, it's the failure of the teacher. So he should be that much spirit. In that spirit he should teach, preach. Our Srila Prabhupada actually he sacrificed his life. Not for his benefit. He left his wife, children also. Then he became selfless. Isn't it? But once he becomes selfless, to how many thousands of people he benefited? Many people benefited. Isn't it? So if you become selfish, you are going to give problems to many, many, many. If you become selfless, you are going to give pleasure to many, many, many. Gopis, they told, "My dear Narada Muni, I don't bother for myself. I am ready to go to hell. But my Krishna should not feel any pain." So what is their aim? To please Krishna. Even at the cost of me going to hellish planets. How many of us are like that one? Try to be like that one at least. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, what he told? Dasanu, dasanu, das. Which das? Gopi Bhattur Pada Kamalayo. Krishna maintaining the gopis. Gopis are ready to go to hellish planets just to relieve the pains of Krishna. That's why here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifying the gopis. Krishna is maintaining the gopis because they are ready to go to hellish planets just not to give me any pain. If we also ready to not give pain to Krishna, is going to take care of us. How we cannot going to give pain to Krishna? If you become Krishna conscious, if you act everything for the pleasure of Krishna, then you are not giving pain to, you understand? If you do something for your own pleasure, you are giving pain to Krishna. Isn't it? So this is the evil. Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he taught us this one. But Krishna coming as Krishna, he cannot teach all these things. The same person, he cannot teach. As Krishna, he cannot teach all these things what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us. For that purpose, Krishna has descended as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please understand, don't try to be happy in this material world. Dukkalayam. If you accept that dukkha, then Krishna will relieve you from this dukkalayam. Otherwise, it's very, very difficult for us to get relief from this material world. We have to suffer forever. But in fact, when you start sacrifice, there is the unmentionable pleasure is there. We cannot even mention that one. It's not possible. We will relish. When you come to that level, then only you can release that one. But now it is not possible. You can understand that Kunti Maharani, "My dear Krishna, you give me all the problems." Even Ramananda Raya, he told, "No, give all the sufferings to me." Is Ramananda Raya only? Somewhere, I think so. Vasudeva Ghosh. One devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified him. Isn't it? So like that one, don't think that one, in sacrifice also we have pleasure. That pleasure is eternal. But in this enjoyment we have the pleasure that is not eternal. That is temporarily, that is going to fetch us problems, sufferings. Understand Krishna consciousness and do your duty, sadhana, nicely. Try to please Krishna. This life is not eternal. This life is temporary for us to get trained to become pure devotee. Then our lives are all successful. Once you are pleasing Krishna, Krishna will empower you to make others pure. Okay? Hare Krishna, thank you very much. It's over 1 year?
1.5 hours.
1.5 hours. It's good. At least you are sacrificing your valuable time now. Huh? Yes, any doubts or any clarification required? Punctuality, you are? Punctuality is going to please Krishna. Yes, no doubt? Because it's already late, huh?
Sir, one question.
Yes.
There is some happiness in the family where there is some time like little happiness, some jokes and all those things. Is that an enjoyment or is it like, that's not a sacrifice, right? They all do the law.
This question I am supposed to ask you. you are enjoying your family. I am supposed to ask you, you are asking me. Huh? You have to tell that you are joking with your daughter. Is your sacrifice? In sacrifice you will joke? You will enjoy? Bodily you cannot enjoy. But spiritually you can enjoy. How much the gopis were happy. They are telling, I am ready to go to hell's planet. Huh? How much the mother is happy sacrificing her time, her energy and all to bring up one son. Huh? They are not releasing. Without expecting anything, that is a sacrifice. All the mothers are not happy. All the fathers are not happy. That's a sacrifice. You understand? Sacrifice means where you can get some material benefit, but you are foregoing that one. And you are giving yours to somebody else for their pleasure without expecting any return. Isn't it? Sometime to encourage the children to bring back to Krishna consciousness, we can crack some jokes. That is going to help them to come back to Krishna consciousness. Isn't it? While chanting also, our mind is reeling. All of a sudden we think, then we are advised to bring our mind back to. Isn't it? So if something, some way we are deviating from Krishna consciousness, then you can crack some joke and bring them to Krishna consciousness. Ice breaking. Isn't it? This is Jayaprakash Swamiraj's very nice favorite programs. To begin with, ice breaking. All to bring to the attention of Krishna consciousness. Let us know some joke also you can have there. Huh? Isn't it? To bring back their attention to Krishna consciousness. Isn't it? So now you have to understand, sometimes you have to crack jokes also for the benefit to bring them to Krishna consciousness. We never hate anything. In Krishna consciousness transcendental, we don't hate anything. We'll use everything appropriately at the time to bring back to Krishna consciousness. Any other question? Yes? I'm sorry, I cannot. Christianity to yes. And normally the Christians, they eat meat, they take
wine.
But there are some Christians, they don't take meat. You understand? So, our philosophy is not for Hindus or Christians or Muslims or Jews. It's not like that one. Ours is transcendental. They are within the three modes. They are just like a staircase. Ours is lift. You understand? We are not bothered for the position. We want to bring them, we have to pull them to topmost. You understand? So what is there in the naming and all? You are Christian, I am Hindu. That's not going to. That's why Krishna Prabhupada is telling, we want to give you the knowledge of God and make you to engage in His service. Isn't it? I am also hearing daily from our church, next to our home is church. There also they are telling, Christ is not the God. God sent Him. That's talking about God, 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 but they do not know who is God. It is very clearly from my understanding that Christ is not God. He's the messenger. Son of God. Of course, we are all son of God. You understand? As a proper told, you do not know who is the God, but you know there is God. But we know who is God. We know address, we know everything about God. Please accept. But they don't accept. What is there? Why they are stopping there? The false ego. Why I should accept you? You understand? That's why even the Christian become perfect. Perfect means understanding God. He can call any name. Jehovah or something. And if he starts rendering service to him, that's enough. We are not making you to do something else than loving Krishna. But we are specifically naming his name as Krishna. Then it is not necessary. But your consciousness is for Krishna, for God. Isn't it? That is also perfect. That's thing, you don't be in hurry. Once you become perfect Christ, perfect Christian, he has elevation. He is on the
correct path.
There is elevation. In the same life, if we can understand Krishna by virtue of his perfect Christianity, then he can go Goloka Vrindavana. Otherwise, he will get a chance to get his birth in a devotee's home, where the facilities to serve Krishna is there. You understand? So this way, we have to see, even if he is minus 20, if he can come from minus 20 to minus 19, that is also elevation. That much is also good. Little advancement in Krishna consciousness is going to protect him from dangerous situations, isn't it? So that's the thing we are trying to give them. Whether he is coming to 100% Krishna consciousness or not, whether he is getting on to the right path and going forward, that much is good. That's why we don't we don't criticize anyone. We don't hate anyone. We try to give them the better, perfect understanding and getting them engaged, rather than they are engaging themselves as they like. That's not good. Huh? You got the point, no? Yes. Anything else?
Can I add up a point?
Yes.
Actually, I read a book, Step Krishna, that Prabhupada's, I mean, devotees have written, right? As per instructor of Prabhupada.
Which title?
Krishna and Krishna.
Krishna, Christ and Krishna.
Christ and
Krishna. That is by Kirtananda Swami. Kirtananda Swami.
That,
that is my first guru. Kirtananda. That book I also read. I distributed many, many books on Christmas in churches and all that. In Bombay Church, I distributed Christ and Krishna. Many, many books. Many people, they took that book from my hand only.
He mentioned, Bible promises heaven only. As far as heaven is an enjoyment place.
Yeah.
So that is definite. So if you are a true Christian, you reach heaven.
So second standard students never be taught the lessons of fourth standard. Huh? You understand? That is the point there.
And the second point is, Jesus Christ says, I have reserved a
place,
place for you.
In?
From where you live. So he says there is further going. He never stops with that. He doesn't say heaven is the end of it. But we say Goloka Vrindavan is the end of it. That's the difference.
That is beyond Goloka Vrindavan. Because according to the time, place, circumstances, the preaching is done according to time, place, circumstances. For them, he cannot tell Goloka Vrindavan and this, that and all that. Step by step. That's the way of preaching. So we don't hate Christians or this, that and all that. We like everyone. We preach everyone. Anything else? Okay? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.